I know we're going to have a train interrupt us here any second now. I can hear one coming. Welcome back to the July 2007 edition of the DX Audio Service. Yep, there it is, going into Cole Street Yard. John Bowker is going to come in here for a second and tell you a little bit about the convention, which is coming up over Labor Day weekend, and then we'll get into some more of our DX audio service. So let's switch it down to Tampa, Florida, hopefully where there's no trains going through the area. Here's John Bowker.
Hello again, this is John Bowker with a pretty complete rundown of what we've got planned for the 2007 National Radio Club Convention. Now, first of all, you understand we're holding a joint convention with the Worldwide TV FM DX Association, that's the WTFDA. And they're going to be hosting this first joint venture in Boise, Idaho over the Labor Day weekend. Frank Aden is going to be the master of ceremonies, and some of you may know Frank as a preeminent historian of Idaho broadcasting, both radio and TV. Now, those of us who have attended NRC conventions have always been asked to pay a rather large registration fee that included a banquet on Saturday night. Now, this year, at Frank's suggestion, we're not including the price of any meal in the registration fee. Now, this keeps the cost of registration low and lets each attendee select not only the meal but even the restaurant where you're going to eat during the weekend. The hotel that we've selected, the Roadway Inn, has been used in years past for radio conventions, so we know it's got just the amenities we're going to want. And if the weather cooperates, there's a large area around their outdoor pool that should be a great place to tune around for stations that, frankly, most of us have only ever dreamed of hearing from our East Coast or Midwest homes. Now, the program is going to start on Friday morning, August 31st, 2007, about 11 o'clock in the morning. It's a tour of a Boise television station, and Frank Aden has arranged it so the group can sit in and watch how the noon newscast is put together and broadcast. Now, Friday night, Frank is going to speak on the history of Idaho's earliest radio and TV stations. That's going to be great. Now, Saturday, even more. It's going to be filled with a tour of the local radio transmitting sites around Boise. And if you're like me, I sort of like to know where the signals are coming from that I tune in from thousands of miles away. So I get a real kick out of just being in the presence of all that energy in those towers. For others, the hotel meeting room will be open for musing and swapping stories or demonstrating maybe what you've brought with you to the convention. So that'll give us plenty of time to get reacquainted and to meet new friends who are attending the conventions for the first time. Now, Saturday evening after dinner, we're going to hear about our two clubs and how we're doing, and Frank Aden again will present some video about the Dumont Television Network. And that will be followed by the annual auction. So it's going to be another packed evening, as it always is at these conventions on Saturday. Sunday morning, well, it's going to start off as usual with the annual candy quiz, we hope, for the early risers, and that'll be followed by the annual National Radio Club examination. And that's for those who wish to compete for a free full year's membership in the NRC. There should also be time to visit the Deer Point transmitting sites of all the Boise FM and TV transmitters. That's located on a 7,100-foot hill just outside of Boise. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, okay. Now, here's what you want to do. First, call the Roadway Inn now. I'll give you the phone number, 208-376-2700. Now, make your room reservations now. Be sure to tell them you'll be attending the National Radio Club Convention. Remember that the program events start late Friday morning, August 31st, and the convention winds up, by the way, after lunch on Sunday, September 2nd. Now, you can stay longer, of course, if you really want, but I know a lot of people like to beat the Labor Day traffic rush on Monday, so... Anyway, the room rate, including tax, for one person, $67.75. But the great news is that two people can stay in the same room for exactly the same total price. And a third person can be in the room for only an additional $8, or if you want a rollaway bed for the third person, the total comes to $20.34, including tax. It comes down to this. Three people can split up a room for less than $30 a night if you want to make those arrangements. That's up to you. Most important, though, you must make your room reservation with the Roadway Inn not later than August 15th. We're going to be checking with the Roadway Inn that day, and that will determine our final plans for the weekend. Now, that's the first thing you want to do, is check with the roadway inn. The second thing is you want to send in your convention registration payment by August 15th, too. Be sure to include your name, your mailing address, a telephone number, and if you have one, your email address. Now, the reason we want all those things is so we can notify you of any last-minute changes in our plans. The registration fee, $15. Now, yes, that's 15. Okay, $15. If you're bringing a spouse, the spouse is only going to be charged $10. And any kids, well, the kids get in free. Now, the fee that you pay, the $15 for the registration, should be made payable to the National Radio Club and mailed to the National Radio Club, P.O. Box 5192, Sun City Center, Florida, 33571-5192. You may also register and pay via PayPal from our website. And the website address, the URL, is this, http://www.nrcdxas.org. Of course, that stands for National Radio Club DX Audio Service. www.nrcdxas.org. And just follow the links when you get onto that site. Now, if you use the mail, though, and send it to Sun City Center in Florida, be sure to allow enough time to get your payment to us by August 15th so we don't cut you off. That's very important to us this year. You can start mailing things for the annual auction anytime you want, right now, in fact. The mailing address for auction items is Mr. Frank Aden, and he spells his last name A-D-E-N, and his mailing address is 4096 Marcia Place, MarciaPlace, Boise, Boise, Idaho, 83704. You're going to learn how to spell Boise before this is over, I can guarantee that. Oh, and you'll want the address for that roadway in. It is 1115 North Curtis Road, C-U-R-T-I-S, 1115 North Curtis Road, Boise, 83706 is the zip code. Hey, we're looking forward to seeing everyone at this exciting new location, and we hope it'll mark the beginning for fresh thinking about how conventions should be run in the future.
This is Musings of the Members.
What's up, Doc?
What's on your mind? Do you have some comments to make? Call the DX Audio Service Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hello, Fred and DXers. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is Sunday, June 3rd. Looks like WCTN 950, Potomac Cabin John, is silent. They've been playing some type of oldies format, begging people to buy time for infomercials. Apparently nobody did, and the station went off about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago and has not come back on the air.
Hi, this is John from Elmira Heights, New York. I have a question for all DXers. We have a station here in Horsens, New York called Wink, W-I-N-K 104.9. However, I noticed on the DX audio service for June, Mark Durenberger mentioned a W-I-N-K in Fort Myers, Florida on 1200. I'm questioning whether that's legal, because I don't know if you can use the same call letters in two different towns and in two different frequencies. Please clear this up for me so at least I can understand what the rule stipulates. 73's and good DX.
Mark Durenberger here in the Musings control room responding about WINK. I did query both the FCC database and a utility called radiolocator.com. The radiolocator.com shows both WINK on 1240 in Fort Myers, Florida, and an FM station, WINK FM, also in Fort Myers. Then I went to the FCC database and checked for WINK across the entire state of New York, and I got zero records retrieved. So I wonder if perhaps you maybe didn't hear the call letters the way they were pronounced, or perhaps they aren't giving a very good ID. Hope this helps. 73s and good listening, DXers.
Hi, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope for July 2007, where we begin our FM scan of the Eugene, Oregon radio market with Rusty Curry.
I got interested in FM started really learning the band in about late 69, early 70. And I remember that at that time, you had Kink from Portland at 101.9 and KWIL-FM from Albany at 107.9, and in between was nothing but a big blank, unless the ionosphere brought something in. So now we start with 88.1 KWVA. This is the University of Oregon campus station. They have a slogan where they jokingly refer to themselves as Radio for West Virginia, but it actually stands for Willamette Valley Alternative. It came on in 93.
Just for one day,
you're listening to KWVA Eugene, 88.1 on your FM dial. Okay. Yes, indeed, cats and kittens, it is now, right now, and I am Johnny Now, and it's time for the Nowsville radio program. On a beautiful, slightly humid Saturday afternoon here in the Emerald City. Hope it's nice wherever you are.
Next, 88.9 KQFE Family Radio came on the air in 89.
We trust this brief feature will aid you in your discovery of science and the Bible. Thanks for listening to today's edition of Beyond Intelligent Design.
Based on the truths of the Word of God, this is the Ministry of Family Radio.
It's 159. KQFE, Springfield, Eugene.
Next, two non-commercials, KLCC 89.7, KWAX 91.1. 35 to 40 years ago, they were both more student-oriented, both under 500 watts, both broadcast from 4 p.m. to midnight. KLCC evolved into NPR with variety programming. KWAX evolved into a classical format. They're both much higher powered now with several translators and relay stations.
Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson singing a song written by local folk singer Brian Kutian. Darkness Comes, and gosh, it's great to have some of our local folk being recorded by other folks from other parts of the country, especially someone of the stature of Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson, who have been a major part of the folk community nationally for at least, well, the last 40 years. Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson, their newest album called Being There. We also heard from Dougie McLean, Seventh Sea, from his latest album, Inside the Thunder. Carolyn Doctorow and Lady Godiva, her album called Follow You Down. We heard from Art Theme, Wreck of the Tennessee Gravy Train. His most recent album just came out fairly recently, called Chicago Town and Points West. Also, we heard from Kate Borkowski, her first album that I'm aware of, Back to Athens. Seeing in the Dark is her album. And Bruce Pipoff, a song about his grandfather called Grandpa. Fools Get Away with the Impossible is the name of his latest album. And we open the set with Steve and Christy Nebel, Big Floppy Hats from Big Red Smile. Closing out another set of new releases here on Friends and Neighbors. It's about a minute past 9 o'clock, and you are listening to KLCC Eugene, 89.7 FM. Also, KLCO Newport, 90.5, KLFO Florence, 88.1, KLFR Reedsport, 89.1, KMPQ Roseburg, 88.1, and KLBR Bend, also at 88.1.
Little March by Bois Mortier, played by harpsichordist Kathleen McIntosh.
You are listening to KWAX Eugene, FM 91.1, KWRX Redmond, FM 88.5, and KWVZ Florence, FM 91.5, a listener-funded service of the University of Oregon.
This is your host, Peter Van de Graaff. What we're going to do here is listen for a few minutes to some orchestral music from some of the operas of Jules Massenet. And we begin with a very famous meditation from Thais, solo violinist Anne Akiko Myers. Andrew Litton is the conductor leading the Philharmonia Orchestra.
Next, KRVM 91.9, owned by the Eugene School District. It came on in the late 40s, and if I remember right, it is the second oldest non-commercial west of the Mississippi. And this is my favorite ID of theirs. I'm glad they didn't go back and clean it up.
In my sorrows and in my joys.
Rebroadcast on translator K211 BP Florence, 92.1 KSYD Reedsport Coos Bay. This is 91.9 KRVM, Eugene Springfield.
That was Transglobal Underground with Calgi Stomp, remixed by Thievery Corporation. Welcome to another edition of the Night Wave.
Now 93.3. I first remember this as KOREFM, the Country King, at 93.1 at the time, then to top 40 for quite a while, and then back to country.
And let's get her done! Let's kick off a 50-minute music hour with Colin Ray. Carrie Underwood's on the way, too.
KKNU Springfield, Eugene, New Country
94.5. They used to be religious. Then, about 20 years ago, they switched to their present call and format.
Soft rock, Magic 94.5.
Magic 94.5, we're playing the most music for your workday. Ooh, 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 look at the lineup we have. It's Backstreet Boys, Roxette, Aerosmith, and Hall & Oates.
Magic. Five in a row, Magic 94.5.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Now 95.3. This came on in 83. Is a little rim shotter, but covering the area pretty well. They've done various things, were Z-Rock for a while, then Modern Rock KNRQ. Before that, moved up the band about 5 years ago, then Smooth Jazz, then their present format. And they've moved up on Blanton Heights with the rest of the antennas, but they're still pretty small.
95.3 The Moose. We play all your favorites.
Today's country and all-time legends.
95.3
The Moose.
Mm-hmm.
96.1. This used to be KWFS with an AM at 1540. Then in 67 or 68, they went country and changed to KZEL. And I remember Wayne Ryan mentioning a guy named Cottonseed Clark in the Bay Area in the late 50s. Well, he was at KZEL. I remember him on our old console stereo, AM of course. Then in 69, they went to what was then called Progressive Rock, and the AM station at 1540 went dark for good. The early 90s, they went to Classic Rock. And just lately, in the past few months, they've started mixing some modern music in with that.
Quality rock.
What would happen if you picked up your phone and called right now? Well, in seconds, you'd enter a world where you're treated like a king.
96.1 KZO. 96.1 KZO.
Man, the inside of my head is huge.
KZO.
You want to listen to some music? Got a pretty sweet sound system set up in the basement.
Opening up the KZEL Music Vault.
That's the truth.
Quality rock, rate music, and true variety. KZEL Eugene, a Cumulus rock station.
Now 97.9. This started out as KFMY. Came on the air in the late 40s. Then about 73, they switched to album rock. And I remember they sounded really great through headphones. In 78, they changed call letters, and for most of the next 23 years, they were country. Then, 5 years ago, KNRQ moved up from 95.3.
Hey, yeah, yeah. KNRQ Eugene. Remember, NRQ.
Wake up with Vinny and Nikki.
The 90s at noon. The 5 o'clock road rage with Al Scott. Rock 97.9 NRQ.
99.1 KODZ. This came on the air in 69 as KPNW FM with 100,000 watts, the only full power station in the area at the time. No one else was even close. They were beautiful music, then they went to oldies, and lately they've been one of those stations that's edged away from that format.
Cool 99.1, big sets of 18 songs in a row, songs you can sing along with. Here's Joan Jett.
Cool 99.1.
Oh, I always catch myself singing along.
The station you can sing along with.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
100.5. This station came on about 15 years ago as KCGR, basically serving South Lane County. Then last year, some new owners came in, put in a news advice talk type format directed toward Eugene with an upgraded signal and the help of a 94.9 translator in Eugene. And both the 94.9 translator and the 94.5 flamethrower are up on Blanton Heights. So they basically took what they could get, but with a decent radio, it seems to work okay.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
Okay.
Paul Atkinson is the owner of Laughingstock Farm out on Territorial Road. You can sample his prized pork at several natural food stores in Eugene, and if you're in Berkeley, it's generally on the menu at Chez Panisse. It's now 7:59. I'm Brian Shaw, and we'll be right back with news, traffic, and weather together.
KGPN, Cottage Grove, 100.5. Also heard on K235DF, Bethel, 94.9. We are Success, 94.9.
The summer power problem is crossing state lines near you, but going interstate for abortions is put on notice by the U.S. Senate, while Oregon voters will decide whether or not parents need to be notified. We'll get conflicted about consumer confidence and the tech tickle with Summit Bank's Scott Goldstein And Mayor Sid Lycan likes mixed-use development, but only when it pays. He's here at 54 Past. We've got today's headlines in 2 minutes. It's 8:01. I'm Brian Shaw on the Success 94.9 Morning Journal. And Zane Coffin is here with your traffic and weather together. Good morning, Zane.
Good morning. If you are heading east outside or out of Eugene towards Bend this morning, the McKenzie Highway at milepost 32, there's an accident there this morning.
101.5. This has been on since at least 1970, basically limited to the Corvallis-Albany area. Then, 4 years ago, they moved the antenna a bit south and way up to hit Eugene.
Hey, you guys!
Dallas, Springfield, Eugene.
Let's try it again.
A 12-pack of Oregon's Real Rock.
101.5.
Keep fly. Keep fly. Keep fly. Dude, it's the 80s. 12 hours of the 80s every Sunday. From 8 to 8. Dude, it's the 80s. On 101.5, K-Fly.
Rage Against the Machine, raging through a 12-pack. Here's System of a Down, 101.5 K-Fly.
This came on the air in the late 80s as a little Class A serving the Mid-Valley area. Then, about 15 years ago, they moved the antenna down to Blanton Heights, south of Eugene, but they still have Brownsville in the ID.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson.
We are Green Day.
This is Gwen from No Doubt.
10 songs in a row every hour.
KEHK Brownsville, Eugene, Springfield.
A Cumulus station.
Star 102.3.
Real music variety. Star 102.3.
Star 102.3.
.7. They came on the air in 83, and they cover more of Western Oregon than any other FM station. They've had their present format for about 15 years.
Are you ready for this? The last request of the old school lunch today.
The Tupac song will be cool.
You need some Pac today, do you?
Yeah.
Tupac is always cool, especially when he's honoring the ladies. Dear Mama is on K-Dog.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef 17.
Dedicated, determined, delightful. Your friends and neighbors. Lane County, working for you.
It's Eugene Springfield.
What's up, you freaks? Get your radio right here, baby.
Today's best music. Calorie Skater.
Don't stop.
104.7 K-Pop.
105.5. They came on about 10 years ago from Cottage Grove. Trying to rimshot Eugene with a marginal signal. They tried different formats and programming, some sports, outlaw circuit auto racing one summer, towards the end a little alt-rock. Then about 2 years ago they moved their transmitter site to Eugene, which is a good move, and installed something called Bob FM.
Just stopping for a minute to gas up and stretch our legs. Then back on the road with another Mega Music Bobathon.
105.5 Bob FM.
Thanks, Rusty, for your comments and a look at the Eugene Radio Market. If you'd like to send it to Market Scope, just pop it in the mail to me, Phil Wayne, at 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351 1652. I'm sure the membership would be most grateful.
Thanks, Phil, and we're back here on the back porch with some more news and notes. And let's get on with it here with an article from Inside Radio titled, HD Radio is Reaching Less Than 1% of the Population.
Bridge Ratings projects there are only 450,000 listeners to HD radio nationwide. And although that's a very small portion of the marketplace, Bridge finds those people with HD receivers spending considerable time listening, averaging about 12.5 hours a week. Users cite poor broadcast content as their number one reason why they don't listen more. Another article on Bridge is titled Why HD Radio Isn't Catching On with Consumers. According to Bridge Ratings LLC, which tracks consumer trends, of all the media we are covering in this latest study, HD radio growth is the most disappointing based on previous industry expectations. Why isn't HD radio catching on? The number one response from those who have little or no interest at this time was, don't see a need, followed by not aware of the benefits. Bridge Ratings is reforecasting its HD radio growth at this time. We expect no more than 500,000 users of HD radio by the year end of 2007, and only just over 1 million by the start of 2009. These estimates are considerably reduced from our earlier expectations when a larger consumer base indicated interest. To see Bridge Ratings study, please visit this URL. It's www.bridgeratings, all one word, BRIDGERATINGS.com. And then click on the Digital Media Growth Projection Update. It's on the web at bridgeratings.com. Some key senators urge XM and Sirius marriage be rejected. Wisconsin Democrat Herb Cole chairs the Senate subcommittee with antitrust oversights, and he's urging the Department of Justice and the Federal Communications Commission to reject the merger. Cole says combining the two services would cause substantial harm to competition and consumers, and says it, quote, would be contrary to antitrust law, unquote. Cole is also rejecting Mel Karmazan's argument that satellite radio competes with other forms of audio entertainment, such as iPods. Well, this article appeared in the Toledo Blade newspaper for Saturday, June the 23rd of 2007, and it's more or less catering to TV, but there are some radio overtones here. The article is titled, Sides Press for Advantage in Airwaves Auction, by Carolyn Y. Jones of the Boston Globe. Telecommunications giants and entrepreneurs are squaring off over a valuable chunk of airwaves, often touted as the last beachfront property in the wireless world. With a slice of radio spectrum valued as high as $20 billion coming up for auction, academics, consumer advocates, and small businesses are pushing federal regulators to set rules that ensure that the space is used to foster innovation and not simply sold to the major wireless carriers. Quote, what we are looking at is the building blocks of a new broadband service with all sorts of new equipment and all sorts of new services, unquote, said Art Brodsky, Communications Director for Public Knowledge, a part of the coalition of consumer groups pressuring the Federal Communications Commission to use the auction to create new competition. Quote, an opportunity like this won't come around again anytime soon in the wireless area, unquote. Few people think about the electromagnetic waves that carry television signals, radio stations, cell phone calls, and text messages, but the Federal Communications Commission spectrum auctions over the past 13 years have brought in close to $28 billion and helped shape the modern telecommunications landscape. Consumer advocates would like to see the Federal Communications Commission bar whomever wins the auction from warehousing the space. They also want the commission to require that any wireless device, not just phones, sanctioned and sold by the winning bidder, be allowed to connect to the network, which would encourage entrepreneurs to create new devices and services. Wireless companies argue that the free market has already led to significant innovation and point out that anyone is free to bid at the auction. Proposals on the table from new players include internet search colossus Google Incorporated and startup Frontline Wireless LLC, argues that the FCC should take actions to encourage new wireless entrants. Congress has stipulated that a portion of the spectrum will be set aside to create a nationwide public safety network that will help communication problems that became apparent in the aftermath of disasters such as the September 11th terrorist attacks and Hurricane Katrina. Prized by engineers for its ability to travel through trees, buildings, and bad weather, the 700 megahertz spectrum must be auctioned by January, and the FCC is expected to set the final rules this summer. The new airwaves create a potential for open, nationwide wireless broadband at a time when the United States has fallen from fourth in the world in broadband penetration in 2001 to 15th in 2006 amongst the 30 countries studied by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. A coalition of wireless entrepreneurs also say that opening the spectrum is the key to faster innovation. Despite the competition in the wireless world, some draw an analogy between today's wireless world and the telephone industry of the 1950s when consumers leased their phones from the phone company. In the landmark 1968 Carter phone decision, the FCC ruled that AT&T could not restrict which devices could be hooked up to the network, making way for innovations such as answering machines, fax machines, and modems. Quote, "I started the auction process when I was in the chair, and this will be the last auction of this significance," said Reed Hunt, Frontline's vice chairman and a former head of the Federal Communications Commission. Hunt also said, "So this is kind of it in terms of shaping the industry," unquote.
Hello, DXers. Ken Anischuk here with ratings in this edition, and let me get to it as soon as I can. I don't know how much time Fred's going to give me, but let's see what I can do with this. First market will be New York. Number one, POP WLTW at 6.1. Number two, Latin WSKQ at 4.8. Down to Talk WABC at 3.7, tied with News Radio WINS. WCBS down to 2.3. WFAN at 2.1. WOR at 2.0. WADO at 1.3. And the others are way in the cellar. Up in the Seattle area, number one, Classic Rock, KZOK-FM at 4.7. Two, Country KMPS-FM, 4.4. Como All News is fifth, 1,000 at 4. And 770 KTTH Talk Radio at 2.8. KVI Talk Radio at 2.6. Next is Denver. Number one, Country, KYGO-FM, 5.7. Two, Rhythmic, KYKS. KQKS-FM at 5.6, KOA 850 is 4th at 4.9, then down to News Talk KHOW 630 at 2.9, and Adult Standards KEZW 1430 at 2.4. Columbus, Ohio, Top 40 WNCI-FM at 8, Black Pop WCKX-FM 7.4, and 4 is WTVN News Talk 610 at 6.7. And sports down there, WBNS at 3.0. In Atlanta, Black Adult WVE-FM at 10, 2, 750 WSB at 8.5, way down, 640 WGST at 1.6, 680 WCNN Sports at 1.1, WQXI Sports at 0.8. In Miami, English Pop, WLYF in third at 5.5, way down, News Talk 610 WIOD at 2.5, and WINZ at 1.7, Nine Talk 94. WQAM is 1.5. In Charlotte, Number 1, Black Pop WBAV 6.9. Number 2, Black Pop WPEG at 5.6. 3, WBT AM and FM at 5.1. Dallas-Fort Worth, Top 40, Number 1, KHKS FM at 5.4. 2, Black Pop WBFB at 4.3. WBAP 820 is 6th at 3.5. KTCK Sports 1310 at 2.6, KRLD way down at 2.1 on 1080. Next, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Number 1, Classic Rock KQRS FM at 8.7. 2, News Talk WCCO at 7.1. KSTP, the new voice of the Twins, at 4.1 in 6th. And KFAN 1130 Sports at 2.9. Next, Tampa St. Pete. Number 1, Pop WDUV FM at 11. 2, Cop Hit WFLZ at 6.2. Number 4, WFLA 970 at 5.4. And WDAE Sports 620 at 2.1. Next, Buffalo area. Country WYRK FM 10.3. Number 2, News Talk 930 WBEN at 9.2. Number 6, WGR 550 Sports at 5.4, and CHWO 740 at 1.7. Next is Phoenix. Pop Oldies, KOOL FM at 5.4. Country, the KNX FM is 3rd at 5.2. KFYI, I believe that's 550, News at 4.1. And KTAR is way down to about 15th at 1.5 as they changed format and dropped way down from 6 months ago when they were 4.2. Next is St. Louis. Number 1, Pop, KEZK, FM, and KMOX are tied at 7.4. 3, Country, WIL, FM at 6.3. KTRS 550, the voice of the Cardinals, at 4.8 and they're up 1.5. And way down, 16, Gospel KATZ at 1.7. Next, Pittsburgh, Classic Rock, WDVE FM at 9.6. 2, News Talk 1020, KDK at 7.9. 5, Adult Standards, WJAS at 4.6. And WEAE Sports 1250 at 1.7. Next, Cincinnati, News Talk 700, WLW at 10.3. Country, WUBE-FM is 2nd at 6.5, WKRC 550 Talk is 4.3, and WDBZ News Talk is 1.2. Next, Washington, D.C. Black Adult, Howard University Radio is number 1 at 6.8. Wow. 2, Black Adult WPGC-FM at 6.8. WMAL 630 is way down at 3, and WTEM was at 980 Sports at 1.4. Next, Baltimore, Black Adult WERQ at 8.5, 2 Country WPOC FM at 8.1, 4th WBAL 1090 at 5, 7th is WCBM 680 at 3.4, and Gospel 600 WCAO at 2.6. Next, head up to Boston. News Talk 1030 WBZ 1 at 7.2. 2, Rhythmic WJMN FM at 6. And WEEI Sports 850 at 4.5. And WJIB Adult Standards at 1.2. Oh, WRKO was below WEEI at 4.4. Okay. Next is Detroit. Number 1, Talk Radio 76 WJR at 9. 2, Black Adult WJLB FM 5.5. 3, News 95 WWJ at 5.4. And Sports 1270 WXYT at 1.3. And CKLW is 0.4. Los Angeles Spanish KSAA FM is 5.1. Top 40 KIIS is 5.0. Talk KFI 640 at 4.2. A lot of FMs in here. KABC 790 is 1.8. KNX 1070 at 1.6, KFWB with the Dodgers is 1.4, KHJ 1.3, and that's it. Next is Chicago, Black Adult WGCI FM 5.3, tied, I see, with WGN. Number two, WBBM News 78, 5.1. WLS is about 7th at 3.4, and they have the Great Memories Weekend on the 30th of May, which was terrific. And what else I got here? Sports 670 is 1.4, WGRB 1390, 1.3. That's it. Next, Milwaukee. News Talk 620 WTMJ 8.1, number 2 Country WMIL FM at 6.6, News 1130 WISN 5.3, WOKY 920 Adult Standards 3.1, Good Station and Sports 1510 WAUK at 1.3. And that's it for now. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again in the future, maybe a month or two with football. So long for now. Bye-bye.
Well, that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. I'd like to thank you for sitting here on the patio with me doing the DX Audio Service and with Bill and I on the corner of Cable and Latham doing the AM switch. On our next edition, we'd like to help you clean out your closet. Send us a card or a letter with your items by the 10th of the month, or you can call the Musings line and put on your list, and we'll clean out your closet as well as our closet on the next edition. That's it. That's all. There is no more except to feed the birds. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. 73 and good DX.